Hi, this week the question is, what if today were your last day alive? One day, this will be more than just a topic on this program. One day, you will finally have reached the last day that you were going to be alive. There are several men and women in the Seminole area who got up this morning, dressed for work, and left their houses not knowing that they would never return to their homes and families again. Some will be in a wreck and die. Some will have an unexpected heart attack. Some will have an accident of some sort that will prove fatal. If they had only known that today was going to be their last day, they might have done a few things differently. If you knew for sure that today were the last day, what would you do? Would you be thinking, you know, I wish I'd just watch a little bit more television? Or, I wish I'd taken a few more drugs, or I wish I'd gotten drunk a few more times, or I wish I'd cheated just a few more people. Surely, we would not be thinking any of those sort of things. The fact that you have called a Bible program indicates that you would not be thinking along these lines. My friend, if today were actually your very last day on earth, I would hope that you would be examining your life very carefully to make sure that you were going to heaven when you died. In Matthew 16, verses 26 and 27, Jesus said, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works." Listen to this. The Lord is giving a warning, and we need to listen. Many are too concerned with the things of this life, and they're not giving the next life enough attention. In Luke 12, verse 15, Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." My friend, it won't matter what kind of car you drove on earth. It won't matter how nice your house was. It won't matter how much money you had in the bank. It won't matter what position you held at work or in the community. The all-important question that will matter on that day is, will God accept me? Now listen to me. If any one of us is privileged to live in heaven with God, it will be because of His graciousness and His mercy. None of us will be there because of how wonderful we've been. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants all to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Isn't that obvious? Didn't He send His Son to die for everyone, 1 John 2, verse 2? God's graciousness is extended to everyone, Titus 2, verse 11. But not everyone is going to be saved, for many are called, but few are chosen, Matthew 22, verse 14. Now, question, how can you become one of the chosen? Many are called, but few are chosen. So how can a man become one of the chosen and know that he is chosen? In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, the Bible says, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." Write this passage down and look at it later when you have time to really think about it. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Underline these words in verse 4. He chose us in him. In verse 6, underline the words, he has made us accepted in the beloved. And the point I want you to see is that to be part of the chosen, we have to be in him. That is, we must be in Christ. God decided before the foundation of the world that those who are in him would be holy and without blame. He decided before the world began that those in him would be adopted as sons. The next question is, how do we get in him? That is, how do we get in Christ so that we are one of the chosen who will go to heaven? In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In Galatians 3, verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now think about this, my friend. To be one of the chosen, you have to be in him. And you get in him by being baptized into Christ. If today were your last day on earth, you should want to examine yourself carefully and make sure that you're going to heaven when you die. To be ready for that day, you need to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. If you've not been baptized into Christ to wash away your sins, Acts 22, verse 16, then you are not ready to meet your Maker. You cannot afford to die in your present condition. Think about this carefully. Community churches and the Baptist Church are big in the South. Many of you have been baptized into the Baptist Church, but the Baptist Church does not baptize people for the remission of sins. In fact, you can read in Acts 19, verses 1 through 5, where some people were baptized with John the Baptist baptism, and that was not good enough. They had to be rebaptized so that they would be in Christ, so that they would be part of the chosen who were going to heaven. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.